This episode is brought to you by Oakley Meta Vanguard, the new performance AI glasses designed for athletes. With an action-ready ultra-wide camera, powerful open-ear speakers, and built-in Meta AI that syncs with your Garmin devices for real-time insights while you train. Take your performance to the next level with Oakley Meta Vanguard. Athletic intelligence is here. Learn more on meta.co.uk/AI-glasses.
Huh. Have you ever wondered what a sandwich sounds like? Not much to it, is there? Unless, of course, it's a Walker's sandwich. Mmm, that is good. Now that's what Asani should sound like. Go all crisp in with Walker's. Delicious.
We need to talk.
I'm about to hit up one of the producers and see like calling niggas out. his picture gonna be up on the bottom of the screen.
there you go, I guess.
All right, we need to talk, man. So we need to talk. It was up in the air. I told Jalen, whatever the outcome of this Monday night game, we can talk about either one of those squads. And come to look at this Monday night game.
You didn't have a topic. That's what you said.
No, I did. It was either one of these bums, either one of these teams that showed up like bums, but it just so happened that both of them showed up like bums. You got the Eagles who can only score 10 points. Okay, yeah, do what you got to do to win. That's the narrative that they're trying to put behind Jalen Hurts right now. Okay, whatever. I think I can accept that. However, you do have a Matt LaFleur, you do have a Jordan Love, you do have a Green Bay offense and defense that people are putting in the upper echelon of the league, and now we're looking at them like y'all can't score 10 points on a primetime football game against the Eagles. Y'all can't do that, and y'all supposed to be a team that can contend in the NFC. It speaks to the difference, I feel like, in the NFC between the Philadelphia Eagles and the second-best team. Not to say the Eagles are that great, because we've seen them and their quarterback play throughout this game and their play calling. There's still something to be said about that we can talk about. But the even larger conversation is Matt LaFleur, Jordan Love, this Green Bay Packers offense. In their three losses, we're talking about 16 points, 13 points, and 9 points, or some shit like that. That's unacceptable for somebody who's supposed to win the Super Bowl. We got to talk about the Packers.
Lou, I'm so glad you brought this up. I didn't know this was going to be the conversation. So I was going to wait a week and see what happened this week, but you know, why wait? Because, you know, LaFleur's supposed to be that guy, Jordan Love's supposed to be that guy. They went and got Parsons, supposed to be help with the defense, and neither one of them are looking to be that guy right now. And all the talk about everything LaFleur, et cetera, and he's just not getting the job done, and you're taking a step backwards this year. And, you know, it's time to look at him. Like, you're supposed to be taking a step forward, and you're not. Jordan Love hasn't shown any sort of improvement at all. So he just may be a guy, and he – very much takes a lot of as Manny said, man, he's almost to the point where he's just not good. You know, I won't go as extreme as Manny talking about he sucked, but that's a game you got to win, bro. Like, if you're that guy, you got, and that game's yours for the taking. I know the Packers, the Eagles defense is really, really great, but you're supposed to be a contender. Yeah. So contend.
They're trying to blame injuries, but still.
No, man.
You can't blame that one on injuries.
There was a few drops in this game. There was a few drops.
Yeah, but look. At the end of the day, when it's looked bad in Green Bay, it's been really bad. And we gave them excuses earlier on in the season. But at this point, you know, like Ken said, if you're going to be in contention, these are the games that you got to win. And for me, my bigger question is with Mike LaFleur over Jordan Love, because Jordan Love might not be elite. He might just be really good. But I think that for Jordan Love to really become, to take that next step, Ken, that you were talking about, is consistency at this point. Like, set the bar and just be like, this is the minimum level that I'm going to play at, because he's too much of a roller coaster. His highs are super high, yeah, and his lows are too low. His lows need to be higher. You know what I'm saying? Like, your low needs to be, bro, like, we're going to score 13 to 14 points at our worst. You can't go out here against a championship-contending Eagles team that
Super
is
Bowl
struggling.
Champions.
Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? And they're trying to figure it out, and they're kind of, you know, wobbly as well. You have to exert your dominance at home. So, to me, look, Mike LaFleur, this is the first time that I have to question him. And I think that's who – Matt LaFleur, who I said?
Mike.
Oh, my bad.
Question his brother, too.
Yeah, 100%. But Gucci Mane LaFleur, bro, like, he's the topic of conversation here because you've drafted wide receiver. You drafted offense. You know, you went and got a running back. This is your guy at quarterback. It can't look like this when it's bad, bro. Like, it just can't. It can't. And you're an offensive head coach. So, nah, you know, they've been relying on that defense, but nah, man. Matt LaFleur is the topic of conversation here.
It didn't look good. Oh, go ahead, Sean. Go ahead.
I was just going to say three numbers are important, not just for this game, but for the season for the Green Bay Packers. 16, 13, and 10. You lost three games with teams not scoring more than 16 points. That's ridiculous in itself. You should never lose games when your defense plays good enough to get you a victory like that. Two touchdowns is not too much to ask for a Green Bay offense that is talented as this. What this tells me more than anything, which I love Jordan Love, I just think he gets rattled easy. It's so. We talk about quarterback play and the things that quarterbacks have to do. The main thing you got to have as a quarterback is nerves of steel. Nothing can rattle you. You got to learn how to sit there in that pocket and take the pressure and deal with whatever comes your way. When we talk about Patrick Mahomes, one of the greatest assets he has is his calmness in the line of fire. He steps up when it's time to play. You got to have some of that. Jordan Love has none of that. I don't think the defense feared him one bit last night. He didn't attack where he needed to attack. There were certain open areas that he just left up for chance, and it was his fault. It wasn't nobody else. We can't blame LaFleur for all that. That's a lot on the quarterback. And I love Jordan Love. So for me to say that, it takes a lot. I put more on him than I do on anybody else. He has to step up in moments like that. You at home, it's cold. You just got to step up and prove that this is your place. This Lambeau Field. People scared to come there.
Matt picked them, though. So, Shelton, I don't disagree with you. But Matt picked them. And that's the reason why it's more on Matt for me. You pick. This is not somebody you inherited. You picked them when you had an MVP quarterback. You said this was the guy. So all of that you talking about, in my opinion, that's on Matt because he picked them.
And Shelton, I saw that they said the Eagles knew the plays that the Packers were calling.
They were
calling out. It's on the audio.
Yeah, that's a LaFleur thing. Like, bro, come on, man.
Right now, Ken, and I'm
Jordan
Love
can't change his place.
I'm glad that you
they probably would have known that too.
Time was running out, Lou, and he couldn't they didn't have a timeout.
Yeah, they barely.
I do agree. It is a LaFleur thing, but I'm wondering, can he change his place?
It was barely, at fourth. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say they barely got the snap off on Denver every drive. Like every time they snapped I was surprised they didn't get a delay of game, had like more penalties than that.
Well, that's a quarterback thing right there.
But my thing is seeing Matt LaFleur, what was this? Monday Night Football. He was on the bench. He was looking away from the game. Like he was playing a lottery ticket. I was like, "Nigga, is this how you call plays?" We see the behind the curtain of that. My thing is, look, I fuck with Gucci Mane LaFleur. I'm the one that coined him that, Lou. But people don't know that. Gucci Mane LaFleur and J Lo. Like they supposed to be a perfect tandem. They're supposed to be a power couple, but right now, like that defense is really nice. They did not play well against the Cowboys, but shit. If you tell me a defense can play 16 out of 17 weeks, I'm like, shit, I'll take those odds. Like you mentioned, Sheldon, you said 16, 13, and 10. It's like, bro, I'm more happy when a defense can hold a team to under 20 points or 21 points. So that's like three scores.
Right.
But if you're saying less than three scores against the defending champs at home, it's kind of like, again, going into that game, Lou, if I said the Eagles ain't – like Jalen Hurts only going to have one touchdown, they're going to be 10 points. They're going to shut him out the first half, and that's it. You'd be like, oh, yeah, the Packers win that game.
They should win that.
They should win that. And it's like, and I know that they lost Kraft, who was a great, he was having a great season too. I
hate
that
he
got taken out. But you still got a first round pick at wide receiver. You still got Christian Watson. You still got Romeo Doc. Like, you got, again, these aren't number, these aren't names. I'm just saying these, they have a, at least a decent weapons. We've seen them win playoff games.
You got Jacobs running the football.
Yeah. I mean, well, if they're not scared of the pass, they run the, they're going to stack the box. That's what the Eagles did. That's what I saw. They was like, look, we don't know half these niggas Nick just named. So we just we going to play man coverage and call. And they was mostly getting it done like that. So, but you have to win this game, bro. You got, to me, it's like you have to score at least 14 points. You score 14 points, you damn near win two of these three games that Shelton was just talking about. So it's just like, bro.
I think people expect the Eagles to perform like this, so it wasn't a big deal. But the Packers,
are you people?
I am people.
I get why you like, said it. I do like, too, Lou.
To what y'all said, like the fact that y'all are Super Bowl contenders and you can't put up 17 points, bro? We can't get 17 out of you with Jordan Love?
They only needed 10 to win, Lou.
They needed 13. They just needed a touchdown and a field goal to win.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Eagles. My bad.
Oh, yeah. Well, shit, yeah. The Eagles are like, look, this Eagles side
like
of the
your
Eagles.
Slow cousin. They like your slow cousin, Ken. You're like, it's okay. But
nah, Ken, the Eagles.
Y'all can limp past the finish line if y'all want to.
Ken, the Eagles are something we ain't never all seen right. before. We've never seen a black team led by a black quarterback have white man luck. that's what the Eagles season is. It's like y'all be winning games and it's so unconvincing. Like, what's the difference between this game and the Raiders and the Broncos? I feel like we coming away to say the same shit. We can't believe it's that bad on the other side. And the team that actually won, we don't even believe.
Well, the difference in the two, Nick, for me is that we've seen even Green Bay show that they can play offense. We've seen the Eagles. We've seen Jalen Hurts have a perfect game this season. So you know what they're capable of doing. So for me, I don't pay no attention. No, it's happened. So this has been going on for the last 3-4 years where there's games where it's going to be good. There's games where it's going to be bad. But more times, 9 times out of 10, they're going to come out with a victory. So to and this I, point, you shouldn't even pay no attention. It's just like, and, whatever.
Real quick, Ken, Lou, what makes me upset even more is that right when Shelton started bandwagoning with the Eagles, that's when they started winning. So he say goofy shit like that, like, oh, yeah, we've been here before.
I never did that, Lou.
We won our second Super Bowl. We were counted out as well. Like,
Lou,
Nicky, Lou,
when I came on board, it was getting my ass kicked.
Every week, I want you to know that I don't believe you're a real fan.
Lou. That's right. Lou, when I talked about them, they was getting their ass kicked. When I started, just know, Carolina beat them. The Cowboys beat them bad. It was ugly when I came around. So, yeah. That's what it is now, though. At this point, it don't even matter.
What was you going to say, Ken?
I forgot. It probably didn't even matter. Oh, A.J. Brown. How A.J. Brown doing?
I'll watch it. Hey, Lou, I'll watch him after every game. I want to see if they interview him and ask him and see how he looks. He responded well. He was like, yeah, man. He was getting a lot of double coverage. They were rolling the coverage his way. That's how Devontae got his touchdown. He was saying all the right stuff, which I was shocked by, because usually A.J. keep it a bean, like Nick Lane said.
Would you be surprised if he was gone next year?
Not at all. You can tell that there's a disconnect between him and Jalen. It's not even a question. It is unfortunate because they had a magical connection, the two of them. They were close. They were best friends. A lot of people say stuff happened off the field.
That nigga said magic.
You seen it. Saying that, man, something happened to change that, but I mean, I really can't say too much about it, but I saw AJ blocking a little bit, but there's effort issues. And I see people, Seth Joyner, a couple of others questioning AJ's effort towards catching sometimes. They say it's a trust factor and it's some other things going on there.
You on the Jalen Hurts squad so bad, you throwing AJ under the bus.
I'm calling it. I'm calling it like AJ. I see it, bro.
He said AJ
can't. No, I said that's what Seth Jordan said. I said that's what the players are saying. Former players, but yeah, that's it's.
I'm just saying, I don't care if Tom Jordan told you. I'm just saying that I never thought that I would see infighting. This is the issue with the Eagles, is like they're the reason why we think they shitty at the end of the day. Because they fight with each other and not really just play their role. Like, yeah. There's no reason for there to be any issues in the Eagles locker room. And but shit, AJ Brown, brother, he gonna get traded in the offseason. I feel like that. That's what's going on.
Yeah,
happen.
I better hope he get a ring. And for Jair quit Alexander.
Hey, he on the road.
He got traded to the Super Bowl champions and walked
don't
away.
Don't do that, man. Don't do that, man. That man. I feel bad for Jair, man. We can't laugh at Jair.
Jair,
from
Jair, motivational speaker, Ken.
From my understanding, Jair came in and he said he was healthy, but when they looked at him, they said, "Nah, bro, you need a little bit more time." And he chose to step away. That knee is a lot worse off than he initially thought. It was a fly high he took because he got all those picks. He hit on Jalen Phillips, though. I don't know if you watched the game, but Jalen Phillips balled out, and that was an amazing trade for a third round draft pick. And how he still got 10 picks in his draft coming up.
It's one game. Chill out, bro. Act like it's a fucking. Come on, y'all ain't win the Super Bowl. Y'all just beat the Packers.
so they lost out on the Jair trade. Okay.
Well, the Jair trade was for a 6th round pick, and I think he just took a flyer on him to see if he had anything. And we see he's not. So yeah, he lost out on that. Well, Howie had a good time. Yeah.
That's why they don't trust niggas with green eyes. That's what it is. Lou know what I'm talking about. Never trust a nigga with green eyes, boy. Get that nigga away from me.
Michael Ealy ass nigga.
Watch Reasonable Doubt season 1. You'll find out exactly what you're talking about. Had your whole family fucked up.
Oh man.
All right, cool. Well, we'll leave it